This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Well, hello there. Happy Easter to you, wherever you happen to be. Hope you have a chance to celebrate with some family, tie into your family. Remember, this is a very special day, 273 days until next Christmas. I'm not trying to get you excited about Christmas shopping, but it's 273 days until the next Christmas day, the birth of Jesus Christ. And this is a religious holiday. We shouldn't forget that. We celebrate that or remember in a variety of ways. I had the great pleasure and opportunity of going to Easter Mass earlier this morning, early 7 o'clock. I was there at church, at a local church where I live in my hometown of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Father Cleo Milano performed the service as a priest that I know. I don't happen to be Catholic, but I celebrate these days. I'll tell you this, and just to get you thinking a little bit about your own personal commitment. It's your choice, and I understand that. I'm not a Presbyterian or a Baptist or a Catholic. I'm a Christian, which means that I've done what the disciple James told us to do, and I was named after the disciple James in the Bible, the brother of Jesus Christ. James said, just keep it simple. You know, do good works, help people around you, and believe in the guy upstairs. That's really all it takes to be a Christian. And all these differences we've split off with Martin Luther and with the Methodists and the Presbyterians and the Baptists, and these differences are not biblically defined differences. The differences are mostly man-made, quite frankly. They're not God-made. They're not Scripture-made. And so religion is a very personal thing to me, and I hope it is to you. Hope that you have a power of prayer and thought that goes beyond just the everyday life of living here on the earth. Maybe you do. Maybe you're agnostic. Maybe you just don't believe at all. And that's an individual right. I don't knock your individual freedom. But if you are in the religious realm, as quite frankly most of us are, then I would suggest to you that today, Easter Sunday, is the most important day of the Christian year by far. And I'm not just saying that. The Apostle Paul told us that this is the most important Christian day because without Jesus' death and resurrection, the entire Christian faith is in vain. And so it is a special day in that focus. And we enlarge that in America like we always do. We go to excess and bring some of the other things in. You know, we're out doing Easter egg hunts. Hope you'll be there with your kids or grandkids or nieces and nephews like me hunting Easter eggs later on today. I wondered about Easter eggs, too, by the way, how that got us all involved in the Easter holiday. Easter eggs are nothing that is worldwide. Most historians would tell you, if you look it up, that German immigrants back in the 1700s settled in Pennsylvania, and they brought it to tradition of an egg-laying hare, an egg-laying Easter rabbit, a rabbit, a bunny, called Osterhaus. And children made nests the day before so that the hare or the bunny could lay the Easter eggs. And you say, and no one really knows about the eggs, why they're so important. There's theories that's the giving of life. I don't believe all that. I think this the one that makes best sense to me is that during Lent, if you're Catholic or you give up something in Lent, that Catholics don't eat eggs during Lent. It's something you give up. Well, if you're in a small community in Germany, The hens don't stop. The hens keep laying eggs, even though they're not being devoured. So you got to do something with the eggs. So you save up all those eggs. And when the Easter day comes around, then the tradition of the hare, Osterhaus, is there. You want to give something for the hare to offer you. You got all these eggs, right? So you offer them the Easter eggs. And so that makes pretty good sense, quite frankly. Again, we're not a religious show, but I do try to touch on special days like this. And there's so much, you know, it's so interesting that religion is something that didn't happen 2,000 years ago. I mean, we're fighting wars in the Middle East over religion. It's a religious focus is what it is. And we're learning a lot more. You think after 2,000 years, what more could you learn? You just couldn't learn anything else. Well, you can learn a great deal. You know, what is evolving, I'm finding, and I read a good bit about the Christian church, is that the apostles have evolved a lot more. You know, when we don't know much about the apostles. We know very little about Jesus Christ. We think we have an eyewitness or two. We really don't know if you read the Gospels. But these apostles were not really brilliant figures in history. I mean, there's Doubting Thomas, you know, he doubted, and there's Peter, St. Peter, who denied Jesus three times when he's being tried and crucified. Remember what happened in the Garden of Gethsemane when all the disciples went to sleep on Jesus? Couldn't even get him to wake up to pay attention to him. And so the apostles had to evolve after the death of Jesus Christ. And there's a lot being written about that, quite frankly, about the fact that how much influence did the apostles actually have. And so there's fascinating history within the church. Then you try to define Jesus Christ in this day and time. You know, you've got this image that, quite frankly, the artists paint, and you see in some churches that Jesus is kind of a watered-down, corporalized, simplified, gentrified, you might even say sissified version of a meek creature holding a lamb. That's what you get out of most churches, quite frankly. Look, this guy was quite a radical. He spent his adult life speaking truth to power, challenging the status quo of his day, pushing back against the abuses of the Roman Empire. Jesus was an extremist, quite an extremist. He was an itinerant preacher. You don't know if he had much education at all. He was a revolutionary activist, and he died challenging the police state of the day, which is the Roman Empire. So, when you talk about people feeling very strongly about their beliefs in this day and age, there is a tradition that goes back to the very founding of religion, at least the Christian religion, that paints Jesus Christ not as a peaceful, easygoing guy, but as someone who said, if there is abuses going on, we've got to address those abuses. And it's up to us to define how that focuses on our country, on our family, in the world today, in terms of how you define radicalism. How far do you go? Bernie Sanders is somewhat of a radical figure. Donald Trump certainly is a radical figure. They're kind of two opposite poles of the spectrum, and I'm certainly not tying Bernie Sanders or Donald Trump in any way at all to the tradition of Jesus Christ. I'm just saying they're speaking out in a way that shakes up a lot of Americans. This focuses on specific problems that they perceive has a direct effect on America losing its power throughout the world and its focus and not taking care of its people enough. That's what Trump is espousing, quite frankly, in terms of his comments on terrorism, keeping us safe, standing up for the middle class, keeping jobs home in America. Bernie Sanders is saying a lot of the same thing Trump is saying. Sanders brings in health care a good bit. Oh, he's so radical. Well, all he's saying is, look, anybody 65 and over has Medicare. Let's just expand that a little bit more, as I don't think it's all that radical, quite frankly. But anyway, it all ties in to what is comfortable for you and what beliefs give you your own personal foundation. And today is a good day to think about it and to reflect and to share some stories with your family. Hopefully go to church if you can. It's the most important Christian holiday by far, the day that Jesus Christ rose again from the dead, the whole foundation of the Christian religion. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. We're going to come back and talk about some more of these ideas. My website's www.jimbrownusa.com. Freshen up your coffee, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at gcnlive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Ça c'est le bon ton relay. Let the good times roll. Yai!
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Many of our listeners, and I said in an earlier segment that this is not a religious program, but on a day like Easter, we want to take a few minutes to commiserate, to review back, to encourage you to look at your own self in terms of what's important to you. I said before that I think to most Christians this is the most important holiday, much more important to Christmas, because it defines Christianity. The resurrection, the entire Christian faith would be in vain if it wasn't for the resurrection. Interesting theories about how Jesus rose from the dead. I want to bring in Reverend John Stahl. He is a non-denominational Christian minister, written a fascinating book called Just Jesus Them that you can find on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. I want to get his focus on what happened on Easter Day, just how Jesus rose from the dead and how we became aware of this. Hey, Reverend Stahl, glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate that.
You and I had a lengthy discussion here last week, and I wanted to do a little program about, you know, several segments about Easter on my national show right here. But I was fascinated by your interpretation that makes great sense to me, makes good common sense to me, the name of our show, that Jesus never came out of the tomb. And I want you to explain to them, listen, wait a minute, they're going to say, oh, no, he came out, but walked out and scared the soldiers away and saw his mother. And that's kind of the traditional way we view what happened on Easter Day, whether we're Christian or not. Give me your ideas that we discussed about what happened when that stone was rolled away from the tomb of Jesus Christ.
Well, let me start by saying that when I had this Jesusing moment, or at least I felt this Jesusing moment, and every year I would go to an Easter service, they would do a drama and roll the tombstone back, and it would shake, and then Jesus would come out with his arms, you know, outstretched and the light behind him. And so I had this moment where I'd fulfilled a commitment at a position, and it was actually at a church, and so I had this time where I walked out these double doors and I felt like, oh, this is what it must have felt like for Jesus to, you know, come out of the tomb. And whether it's changing jobs or, you know, a move for some people, whatever, a promotion, whatever it might be, that moment where, you know, I've arrived kind of thing. And so I went back to find these verses in the Bible, and I found that they're not anywhere in the Bible. And so it made me start to ponder, okay, well, if there's no place where the tombstone is rolled back where Jesus comes out, why is it then so important for this tombstone to be rolled back? And if you look, you'll find that the tombstone was actually rolled back, and the tombstone, this weighs hundreds, possibly thousands of pounds, and it was sealed. And as you said, it was guarded by the greatest military force in the world at that time. And the tombstone was rolled back, and yet every person that approaches the tomb at that point, they go into the tomb. And so it's a way of for God to invite us in. And this is just, as you said about the Christian faith, this is God's way of saying, listen, I want you to be a part of this, and I'm inviting you in to see that he isn't here, and he didn't need to burst forth, but at the same time, you did need to come in so that you could see this, and that's the basis for our Christian faith. And as one Jewish person actually said in the Bible, hey, if this is of God, it will continue throughout time, but if it's not, then it's gonna go away. And here we are 2,000 plus years later, and we're still celebrating this.
Well, very much so. And I quoted from the Apostle Paul, who talked about how important Easter was, but I think that your theory that says that we were invited in is not Jesus coming out and just the simplified version of rise again from the dead, and just how that happened probably is relevant to our faith, but are we willing to join him and the Lord by entering into a whole different thought process, a whole different focus in our lives, a whole different spiritual world, if you will. And so, well, it's very interesting, and like I say, you write about in your book, and there is the fascination. I mean, it's been 2,000 years, and I know that there's a number of my listeners who say, look, I just don't know if I believe in God. I don't know if I'm a Christian. I'm agnostic. You know, maybe I'm an atheist at this point in my life, but I made the point on an earlier segment, Reverend Stahl, that to me there's more interest in religion today for good and bad purposes than that I can ever recall in history. You know, what's going on in the Middle East, we're fighting wars over religious connotations. And if you look at writings about the church, there is just a massive amount of material about religion and about the Catholic Church and about Presbyterian churches and, you know, all segments of the church rather than I can ever recall. Now, I know it's easier to publish things today, but we're certainly not having a lessening of interest, regardless of what our faith is. You think that's a fair comment?
Oh, absolutely. There's something that's in each one of us that wants to seek that purpose. And the Christian faith is based on the fact that Jesus said that he would, you know, not only die, but that he would come back 3 days later. And so the difference between Christianity and any other type of religion is the fact that the tomb was empty. And Jesus came down to be with us. And so as far as from a belief system goes, you know, you can take people from 10 feet to 8 feet to 6 feet to 4 feet, but that final step that they have to take is still a step of faith. And so people that are yearning and people that have that desire to want to know God more closely, God puts that in each one of us. But it's up to us to go and seek that. And so when the Bible says, for God so loved the world, I think we all believe that. We all believe that God so loved this world that he sent his one and only Son. And so, you know, we wouldn't perish. We would have a place with him in eternity. But what we don't understand is that if we take the world out and put ourselves in, we can say that for God so loved Jim, and for God so loved John, and for so God so loved Lisa or Lori or Deanna or whoever it may be. God loved them so much that he came down here to be with us, to walk with us, and to understand the things that we go through every day. And so we all have that desire to want to know him more closely. But at the end of the day, what we have to know is that we are worth being loved by this almighty, powerful, passionate, and personal Savior.
Aren't you amazed, though? You give a comment. Let me tell you my point of view.
Okay.
I'm amazed that in very small towns in an obscure part of the world back 2,000 years ago, that this individual who we know nothing about in his early life, who might not be educated at all, but we told is a carpenter, and brought together some disciples. I commented on that in the earlier segment that, you know, probably weren't that educated and not really great thinkers either. I mean, you go on that, you know, it took some time for them to really get a focus on their own religious beliefs. Does it amaze you? It certainly does me that something with this small, tiny seed could grow into this massive worldwide effort that affects hundreds of millions of people all over the world. And with that, Reverend, I want you to hang on. I've got to take a break. I'm talking to Reverend John Stahl. You can find his fascinating book called Just Jesus Them. You can find it on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. That's jimbrownusa.com. We'll take a quick pause. We're going to come back with Reverend Stahl for one more segment right after this message. Freshen up your coffee, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. Cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We're going to have the Easter team. We're talking to Reverend John Stahl. We've got him just for a few more minutes because he's got a service to preach here in just a few more minutes. But we're talking about religion and the focus in this day and time. Reverend, I asked you the question before we took our break about were you amazed, as am I, that the words of this itinerant preacher, no signs of any education, with a small flock of followers, could have the impact that it has in the world that we have today. Well, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's just another way of God relating to us, because this is a blue-collar guy. This is a person who's going to get in and get his hands dirty and go out and meet people right where they are, and possibly the toughest parts of the day. And as you said, with his disciples, he didn't take the best of the best. In fact, he had already chosen the disciple, or when he chose his disciples, they had already been looked over and passed over by the best rabbis that were out there. And so he went and chose people that were fishermen and tent makers and people that are in the everyday society or in our everyday walk, and chose them to walk alongside of him. But he came from those simple beginnings, and just another way that God wants to step into our lives and say, listen, I want to show you that I can relate to this, and I'm going to be there in those small moments, and I'm going to be there in the big moments, and in all the things that you celebrate, that I'm going to be there. But I want you to know that it's not always about religion. In fact, too many times we get caught up in the rules and the traditions and everything within the religion, but we lose the fact that God is very relational. You know, just as we talked about earlier, he invites us in. He invites us in to know that we're loved and can be loved, and he wants us to be a part of this with him. And so that is how I see Jesus and his walk, and how and why it is so attractive to so many, because at the end of the day, that void that's missing for each one of us is a God-shaped hole that only God can fill.
But let me ask you this, then. Now, you know, you go to some churches and you see Jesus up on a pedestal with some light behind him and you know, really complete white pressed linens, and he's holding maybe a lamb and got some flowers all around him. If you read the Bible, that's not the image of Jesus Christ. I mean, Jesus was a radical. Look at that. You know, he took on the system. He took on the Pharisees. He took on the rabbis in the temple. He certainly confronted the Romans over what he thought was wrongs that were being committed, and he stood up for his beliefs. So he's not he was a pretty hard-selling guy for what he believed in, wasn't he?
Sure, and in the end, when he could have called down and said, "All right, God, go ahead and step in now for me," he said, "No, not my will, but your will." And he stepped back and he allowed himself to take the entire brunt for every single one of us. Not the cross. A lot of people talk about, but getting to the cross is the most excruciating path ever taken. And he chose to do that for each one of us and stood silent in the end because of the love that he has for each one of us.
All right, now, we've just got a very short time, about 20 minutes, before you're going into the pulpit, and I think your service is on right now. What is going to be your Easter message today to to the members of your church? What are you going to tell them? What special message are you going to bring about the importance of today?
Well, the thing that I want to focus on the most today is part of what we have touched on a little bit earlier, is that, you know, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him, you know, will not perish but have everlasting life, and that you can put your name in the place of the world. For God so loved each one of us. So our name can go in there, and there is something special about that love that he has for every one of us, but that he has placed that for each one of us. Sadly, in that same passage, Jesus is talking, and he says that at the end of the day, people don't choose the light, which is Jesus is that light. They choose the darkness because the darkness is more fun. It's more fun to go out and miss the mark with God. It's more fun to go out and do the things that we want to do and choose and anything but God at those times. But when we allow that light in, it hits every place where the darkness creeps to, the corners and everything. And it's amazing the change that takes place when we allow him in. And so this is part of the greatest story ever told, and God wants us to each be a part of that story. Even though it's a little part, we all have a place within that story, and he invites us in to be a part of that.
Reverend John Stahl, I told you we'd cut things off for you because you've got to go preach a sermon and take that message. The book is called Just Jesus Them. You can find it on our website at jimbrownusa.com. I like, by the way, that you don't preach devotionals. You actually preach devotionals, what you should be doing to accentuate your faith, which is what you just got through telling us right there. So, hey, Reverend Stahl, take care. Have a great Easter for yourself. We'll hope to talk to you again here in the future.
Oh, I look forward to it. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful Easter as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Interesting guy, and I said that last thing. I wish he could have elaborated a little bit. He's got to go preach a sermon, right? So, but you don't go and have a devotional today. You have a devotional. What's your to-do list? Hey, you make a list. You make your grocery list. You make your list as to what you're going to do when special things happen for grandkids and other things in your life. You make a list of what you want to accomplish. You make your New Year's resolutions. The devotional, and I touched on that earlier when I talked about the fact that I don't know what your background is. You know, you may be a Christian like me. You may be a Jewish. You may be a Muslim. Or you may be uncertain. You may be agnostic or even an atheist. Say, I just don't accept that. Don't believe in all that kind of thing. People kind of come and go, though, as atheists, because there are a lot of questions, as I posed to Reverend Stahl, the impact of one itinerant preacher with no education could have this much effect upon the world. And an effect that has brought massive good, but also has brought great consternation throughout the world, in the Middle East and in other parts of the world. Most of the wars we've had in the history of the world have been started because of some religious foundation that others disagreed with. And so as a consequence, it is a major factor in the world. You have to admit that. Religion is a major focus of many of your friends. You have to admit that. You've got friends and family that are very religious and very devotional. And so you may want to end up where I am, where I happen to be a Christian, but I'm not doctrinal in terms of being a Lutheran or a Methodist or a Catholic. I think I've told you before that I've gravitated towards the Catholic Church for a variety of reasons. One is very convenient for me. We often broadcast this show out of New Orleans. I'm looking over Jackson Square, prettiest view you could find in America, over the gorgeous Jackson Square flow in the French Quarter. And I look right at the St. Louis Cathedral, in my opinion, is the prettiest cathedral, the longest continuing cathedral in this country. It's about 50 yards from where I broadcast from, and we broadcast out of New Orleans. So it's so easy to go there. I'll get off the show, and there'll be usually a service about to begin. I walk over and do that. So there's a Catholic church in my hometown of Baton Rouge that has a devotional chapel. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it's wonderful just to go by and meditate and think about maybe how to be a better grandfather, better father with my kids. It doesn't have to be particularly religious. But the church offers you an accent to sit and visit and think and participate if you want. I got a terrible voice. You know, I got this husky voice, hay fever season. I lose it a lot. I have to fight to stay on the radio with you folks. But I get up there and sing the songs, sing the hymns, you know, all those great Christian hymns that are written, and the spirituals, all the great spirituals that have come out of the Christian religion. Whether it be Amazing Grace or so many other great music. So there can be a variety of reasons why you are pulled into a thought process of considering your immortality, what is right for your family. Are you a believer, or are you just comfortable being in that uncertain zone where you think about it a good bit, like me, but really haven't made a full decision? So I share that with you, and we'll talk some more. Hey, Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. I want to get into politics. Obviously, lots going on with Bernie Sanders winning big victories yesterday. This Democratic race is kind of tightening up a little bit. We'll come back and talk about it. Jim Brown here, freshening up your coffee, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Glad you're joining us today. We just had a guest on talking about the fact that almost 40% of employees will make up an excuse to take a few days off throughout the year. And I guess some days you just don't feel like going to work. You do have some sick days built in, but people like to save those up either for compensation or vacation or something along that line. I understand that. And it's interesting. We don't have the loyalties we used to have. You see, we don't work. My father worked for the Kansas City Southern Railroad his whole life. Started off with, I think, 18 or 19. Was a ticket, sold tickets over the counter, went to school at night to get his degree, which he did, worked his way up to a vice president over the Kansas CS. He never thought about working anyplace else but one company, and so many of our parents did that, and a lot of us did that, but it's changing today. I've got a small company that does publishing books, and I don't have any employees at all. I contract everything out. I contract out the writing itself, the formatting. I contract out the editing. Contract out the design of the cover. All contract out. I'm the sole employee. We publish a lot of books. We do pretty well. But I don't have any employees here because I can contract it all out. And if someone wants to take some sick days while they're contracting it out, they got a flat fee out there. It's not my concern. Amazing when the study was done showing 40% of employees often coming up with sick days. Here's some of the excuses they put forward. I'll give you a few. The employee said his grandmother poisoned him with ham, so he couldn't go to work. Well, I can understand if that's true. Worker claimed to be stuck under the bed. I don't know about that one. How about this? Employee said he broke an arm while trying to grab a falling sandwich. There's another one. Worker claimed the universe is telling him to take a day off. Well, the universe often talks to me and tells me that. I can understand. That's a fair one. That's a fair one. Employee said she poked herself in the eye while combing her hair. That's not too far. You know, I had my pull my glasses off real quick, my reading glasses, poked myself in the eye. It's still all red. So that one is somewhat believable. How about this? Employee said his wife put all his underwear in the washer. And I understand it takes the dryer 10 hours to dry your pair of underwear, so I can understand that. Employee said his wife, worker said the meal he prepared for work, potluck, turned out badly. Poor guy, sure don't want to go to Subway or someplace around where you work to eat lunch. Here's an employee who said she was going to the beach because a doctor said she needed more vitamin D. I love that one. That's probably my favorite one. Going to the beach because the doctor said she needed more vitamin D. No pills or anything like that. Couldn't just sit out in the sun by herself in her backyard. Had to go to the beach. Okay. How about, a worker said her cat was stuck inside the dashboard of her car and couldn't get to work. Well, those are just some of the excuses that people make up. So, in any event, it's a different world out there, but a deal is a deal. If you make a deal to show up, you need to show up. These are values that I guess we thought were kind of ingrained in our children, ingrained in me. I didn't have to go take a course on it. Some people say, well, that ought to be taught in school, your responsibilities as an employee. Well, that's kind of common sense, isn't it? But I guess in this day of lack of loyalties, of subcontracting so much of your work, that you just don't have the focus to not want to slip off from time to time. So anyway, those are some of the excuses that were made up. Hey, I want to give kudos, if I can, here before we shut down the show, Senator Richard Blumenthal, who is a U.S. Senator Democrat up in Connecticut. He's got new legislation in that says hide no harm, and what he's basically saying in his law is that corporate officers will be held criminally responsible if they knowingly conceal serious dangers that lead to consumer or worker deaths or injuries, jail time, and major penalties. And I think he's responding to what we just saw recently with the General Motors recall scandal, where an ignition switch defect was linked to 124 deaths. Now, I know things often don't happen, but in this instance, GM knew about it. They covered up the device. They knew about the problem since 2001. They covered it up. They wouldn't respond. They didn't want to have the major recalls it was going to take to fix their shoddy product. And so in a deferred prosecution agreement, here's where the Justice Department just completely dropped the ball. Scalaretto Lynch is not done a good job at all when it comes to prosecuting those who are not being held responsible. But GM gets a fine, no criminal charges for any individual GM corporate officers, no explicit admission of criminal culpability from General Motors. They don't have to do that. Just pay a nice big fine. Of course, you see, when you pay the fine, here's what happens. The fine that you pay, two things happen to it. Number one, stockholders get a bum rap because their stock is not worth as much because of the fine being paid. There's not enough surplus there to pay a better stock dividends. And number two, then GM just writes it off as a deduction off their income tax. So, that you know, when you're a big corporation like that, what's the big fine? No big deal. Write it off on your income tax. The stockholders get stuck. You keep getting your bonuses, your high salaries. You don't have any detriment at all in doing something like that. And the same is true with some other corporations who have been highly irresponsible. Merck Pharmaceuticals withholding information on the risk of arthritis from Vioxx from doctors and patients for more than 5 years, and they say that it played a role in 139,000 heart attacks. 139,000 heart attacks. And Merck got a slap on the wrist. Simplicity Crib sold products company officials knew were defective that had a role, I'm not sure it's the sole cause, had a role in the deaths of at least 11 babies and many injuries. How about Toyota? Toyota officials knew that millions of cars it sold had a defective gas pedal mechanism that could cause unintended acceleration, led to a number of fatal collisions. Yet the company, although they knew it, failed to tell the public or federal regulators. The company later admitted in a federal settlement. They admitted in the settlement. And, of course, I say it was a settlement. It was not a conviction. It should have been a conviction. It was just a little civil action. Well, you didn't tell millions of drivers. You didn't tell the numerous people that were killed by your faulty product that you knew about it. So we're just going to give you a slap on the wrist and fine you. And that's what happened with Merck and Simplicity Cribs and General Motors and now Toyota. They knew of the danger and didn't inform the public. And that should be criminal. You should go to jail. You should pay a major fine, kicked out of your business altogether, never to return. And that is the focus of the new piece of legislation by U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut. holding corporate officers criminally accountable if they knowingly conceal these serious dangers. Didn't you just assume that was a law? I just assumed that was a law already. And quite frankly, I think there are provisions in the law. Gosh, we got some, got 5,000 federal laws. Ought to be something that applies. But this Justice Department, under this lady, Loretta Lynch, just doesn't seem focused on corporate responsibility when crimes take place. These are not administrative regulations. These are outright crimes. You cause a death. You kill somebody because of your inaction. And the Justice Department just turns their heads and say, well, we're going to fine you. You can deduct it from your income taxes. It'll come off the value of someone's stock. Doesn't affect those in charge. The big presidents and the vice president, senior people all get their big bonuses. It's just like the too big to fail. The same scenario with AIG and all these big banks in New York and Boston along the East Coast. They just irresponsible activity in terms of investing money, or they didn't really, they were gambling with your money. They weren't investing your money. They were gambling with your money. And so huge losses take place, highly irresponsible activity. The company should have been shut down, but no, they're too big to fail. Are you too big to fail? I'm not too big to fail. I failed in some real estate ventures I've had. I had to suck it up and pay them off and took it out of some of the hopeful income I was going to have to put my grandkids through college. I'm not too big to fail. None of my listeners are too big to fail. For those big shot bankers and AIG and all the insurance giants on the East Coast, they're too big to fail. Can't let anything happen to them. The whole financial structure will collapse. Hogwash. Doesn't happen, will not happen. It's just a fabrication for them to make money. Keep their big bonuses, keep the dollars rolling in. So again, Senator Richard Blumenthal, Connecticut, glad you're introducing that legislation, cracking down on these violators. Hey, we are out of time. I'm just getting warmed up here today, folks. Wish we could ask for a couple more hours to talk on the Common Sense Show. Sure glad you spent some time with us. I'll be here same time, same station, next week to make some more Common Sense. My website's www.jimbrownusa.com. Go to my website. You can sign up for a weekly emailer telling you who's on the show. I write a column every single week on the number of newspapers across the country. Have a good weekend. Talk to you soon. Take care.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it. Don't know how. Don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.